Hi, this is a dictation for Monica Pace. MONICAPACE. Date of service is 5/26/2022. The date of birth is 2/11/1973. Date of accident 3/6/2020. This is a follow-up visit. Monica Pace is here. She alleges that she has been suffering from various symptoms as a result of an automobile accident that occurred on 3/6/2022, in which she was hit on a head-on collision as a driver, leading to headache with dizziness, loss of balance, and fearful of the event, and pain in the lower back with radiation to the left leg all the way in S1-ST dermatome fashion and involvement of the 5 toes. Currently, the patient has the same symptoms, with the pain in the lower back radiating to left leg and also right leg below the knee in S1-ST dermatome fashion. An MRI that was done on 10/10/2021 showed bulging disc arthropathy at L4-L5 and herniated disc at L5-S1. The patient reports that she has had 2 epidural by Dr. Saeed Khan in the previous time before coming to advanced pain care. It didn't help her. She also has completed a physical therapy almost 12 times at level 1 Huntington Road, Dr. Robert. Now the patient has signed a release. She doesn't want any epidural injection or sacroiliac joint injection that were advised to her, nor she wants to go and see any spine surgeon, neurosurgeon for further consultation. The patient, in fact, wants to be discharged from all the care. The pain level is 10, and ADLs that are affected are reported to be 10 also. Patient further reports 0% relief in the pain so far with all the measures that are taken. ADLs that are affected, general activity, mood, walking ability, work relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. System review, patient does report headaches with dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of balance, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, panic. However, she denies any vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, seizures, or any confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in the shoulder area, neck stiffness and lower back stiffness, along with pain in the shoulder, lower back, with pins and needle in the both legs. Some pain in the hip bilaterally, and knee pain is also reported bilaterally, especially more in the left, as well as left ankle and foot. There is slight difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports constipation, digestive problem, stomach pain, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no frequency, The patient reports no incontinence of the urine, but does complain of frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. The patient further reports that her numbness, tight tingling, and tightness of the muscles of the left leg is worsening. In the relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization last 30 days is none. No weight loss is reported, no other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is Tramadol or Ultran. Substance abuse, patient reports no substance abuse. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 128/84, pulse is 69, pulse ox 100. Rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of April 28, 2022, dictation number is 0502-010. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows. The patient wants to be released and discharged from all the therapy and all the treatments. She absolutely doesn't want any injection treatment or any further therapy or chiropractic treatment. She doesn't want any medications. Oh no, she wants the medications, but she doesn't want any treatment. She wants to be discharged and put back to full duty job. She was given one time prescription for Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Tramadol ER 100 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 milligram daily for sleep, Lidocaine patch one daily, along with Cymbalta and Tizanidine 4 milligram. No refills are provided and the patient is being discharged. Thank you.